Eastside Projects have invited four anti-colonial artists to imagine, develop and realise new artworks across the city for Birmingham 2022 Festival. What might anti-colonial artists make? Art that reveals a future diaspora after the end of white supremacy? Art that brings the people the Empire dubbed Monsters of the World to Birmingham? Art that gives us a point of view experience of a small dog abducted and transported to Great Britain for a queen? An art that offers a provocative meditation on the experience of black athletes in the realm of elite sporting competition and mass entertainment. Together, we have been exploring Birmingham's positions, affinities and complicities within the Commonwealth towards coinciding a set of artworks with the 22nd occasion of what is now called the Commonwealth Games, but was previously known as the Inter-Empire Championships in 1911, the British Empire Games, 1930 to 1950, the British Empire and Commonwealth Games, 1954 to 1966, and British Commonwealth Games, 1970 to 1974. What can an artist-run multiverse do in response to such an event being hosted by their hometown, the historical heart of the industrial machine that fuelled, traded and equipped the British Empire with such efficacy from the 18th century onwards? We could make art, organise, undermine, boycott, unsettle, protest, question, listen, invite, gather, make noise. We decided to invite some inspiring and visionary artists to work with us to gather, question, listen, make noise and create a series of new site-specific projects across the city. Rajni Pereira from Toronto in Eastside Projects and Highgate and Borsall Heath. Amy Ching-Yan Lam from Toronto, across Digbeth, the location of the old Typhoo Tea Factory. John McCurley from Toronto, in Bourneville, the location of the still active Cadbury's Factory. And Tenjue Nikki Nkosi from Johannesburg, across multiple community sites and poster sites across Birmingham. These projects are presented by Birmingham 2022 Festival and generously supported by Heritage Lottery Fund, Arts Council England, Canada House, Canada Council for the Arts, and British Council.